Klingon word from the word.
Noblodach joka pledge the lyre. Bom praises dach rach pledge the harp. Vo wamach strings. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with the harp of 10 strings. Whatever you might think about Klingons being warlike and brusque, they do know how to say thank you. It's katlo. And sometimes, it seems that's more than some humans know. Matthew Henry notes about this psalm, "What a pity it is that this earth, which is so full of the proofs and instances of God's goodness, should be so empty of his praises, and that of the multitude who live upon his bounty, there are so few who live to his glory." What's the difference between saying thank you and sending a thank you card? Don't both communicate gratitude? Both are better than nothing. Ask the friend or relation who gave generously and received no response whatsoever. Certainly they would be far happier with something, some acknowledgement. And yet, as a command, the psalmist is pushing us beyond a simple word telling us that a thank you note or song is exactly what we should present to the Lord for all his presence to us. Maybe we need to do a bit more. Maybe we need some skill. The word lyre or harp here in Hebrew is kinnor, a word from a root meaning to twang that appears dozens of times in the Bible. We don't have a word for that in Klingon, though I might use shupkru, a Klingon word for a stringed instrument, stringed musical instrument. Actually, the roots shup, to jump, and ru, bug, suggest a lively instrument, like the ukulele, whose name means jumping flea. The harp, or ukulele, or guitar, are instruments that require skill, that require thoughtful instruction and learning before one can even raise a simple song. To be advised to lift up our harp, or shukru, is to be advised to think and plan how we will praise and thank our Creator for the goodness of creation. How about you? Do you send a thank you note when you receive a gift? Do you take time to think about how you'll acknowledge what you've received? Now, I don't expect we'll all take up harps or banjos or zithers, but we should take time to reflect on what God has done for us, to take time to do more than just mouth a simple thank you. Are you grateful? Then sing out with praise. No plo dach joka pledge the lyre, bom praises dach rach pledge the harp vo wamach strings. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with the harp of 10 strings.
This has been Joel Anderson with another Klingon word from the Word. For links to past shows, please visit klingonword.org. If you'd like more information about the Klingon language version, see klv.klingonword.org. If you'd like to find daily scripture readings, see Verbum Domini and The Whole Truth. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The Klingon language version is a relexification of the World English Bible. You can download the World English Bible in text and audio form at ebible.org. Thanks for listening.